Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In an enthralling revelation that has every tale in Shibaville wagging, the enigmatic midnight howls that have baffled residents are finally laid bare. For weeks, the nocturnal serenades rupturing the otherwise serene nightscape had been the chief topic at water bowls and dog parks across our Shiba Inu-led microcosm. In the grand tradition of investigative persistence, it appears that the clues have led to a discovery as unexpected as a squirrel in a lab coat. The mystery began as a trickle of gossip amongst the Shiba folk, with eyebrows raised and ears perked at the punctual, almost ceremonial bark heard precisely at 12:03 a.m. From the quiet cul-de-sacs to the bustling boulevards, the peculiar phenomenon inspired much speculation. Was it the passionate cry of a lovelorn pup, or maybe the Shiba spy agency signaling in code? Our canine curiosity could not be left unsated. Followed by the illuminating work of the local vigilante Sir Barksalot, the community's endeavor has now unearthed the tale behind the midnight melodrama. A clandestine meeting of an underground society of Shiba intellectuals, known humorously as the Moonlight Barkers, has been taking place in the shadows of Shibaville's Elm Tree Woods. Brilliant minds of the canine world, congregated under the glow of moonlight to discuss the pressing issues of our society, from the advancements in paw technology to strategies for the perfect bone-hiding technique. It was here that the curious howl served as both a calling card and cover for their secretive symposiums. Remarkably, these gatherings are rumored to have inspired some of the boldest innovations and dogmas in recent history. In the spirit of the internet's love for canine capers, it turns out that the midnight howls were simply a Shibe's way of ensuring the punctuality of their members. Like clockwork, at 12:03 a.m., a member known as the Barker would let out the iconic howl, an auditory beacon for intellectuals running on Shiba time. As our fearless four-legged detectives delve deeper, an interview with one shadowy moonlight Barker revealed, "We needed a signal that was distinct, but wouldn't rouse suspicion. The howl is our tradition, a symphony of ideas in the making." The irony, of course, is that the howl became the very beacon of curiosity it was designed to avoid. In a place where the ordinary is often an illusion draped in fur, the moonlight Barkers have taken their place in the pantheon of Shiba folklore. This tale not only satiates the communal intrigue, but also serves as a testament to the intellectual prowess and collaboration that drives our society forward. The implications of this reveal are bound to ripple through the echelons of our advanced Shiba civilization, perhaps sparking a flurry of similar howl-worthy rings of thinkers and creators. As we close this chapter on the midnight howls, one can only imagine what whispers and wonders the next moonlit night might bring to the ever-watchful ears of Shibaville.